This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, Stubby K on a Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. And this is the morning that a lot of people go get their hair done. They've been shot. How long? What do you think the shopping was like? When did it start for going to the Kentucky Derby and looking, man, a certain kind of way?
Oh, it's no telling.
Getting your hair done, buying that perfect hat. Well, let's ask a person who was there.
Who has done that?
let's go to our Julie Smith. Julie, you know, if you don't know her from her other work, you see her doing traffic with Chesley on 11 Alive in the mornings. But the question is, when did you start shopping? Not prepping for the job you have to do, but just nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopping.
Actually shopping. Well, first, happy Derby morning.
Yes.
Good morning to you guys. And that's a good question, and I was laughing when you first brought it up. I probably, only because I was so busy at work and I worked that early morning that I would be so tired. I didn't get to start shopping as early as I wanted to, but I think I started putting everything together about a month ago. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one thing at a time. You know, you either start with your dress or you start with your hat, and then you shop for the other to go with it. And I consult with a hat designer here in Louisville, and so we were trading pictures back and forth. A lot of that.
You know the crazy thing is?
What's it start? Does it start with the dress first or you start with the hat first? I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I was going
to say. You guys take a guess at it. What do you think?
I would imagine it would probably be the hat first when it comes to something like this, because that's the most prominent part at the Kentucky Derby of your wardrobe. That's what women are looking at with each other.
Uh-huh. I think everybody looks at those.
Am I right?
I don't think there's a right or wrong, but that's a great answer, and that's what a lot of people say. And that I've gone so many times over the years. I've done it both ways. Most people agree with what you said, though, because it is an important piece, and you build around it. For me, over the years, I've developed an affinity to do it the other way around, because I feel like the hat's always going to – well, I wear fascinators, right? So they're on a headband, and they're going to fit. So for me, I'm like, well, let's work on making sure the dress fits and looks right, but then I have somebody build to match it perfectly, and it works out fine.
Now, what about shoes? Because it's raining up there, right? I mean, you're not going to
go. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's the weather?
You got to have them boots ready to go.
Yeah.
You got to have them boots ready to go. And people understand it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They're going to be some boots on the ground. Yeah. Well, funny. But what the ladies do, though, is I saw some boots because I was there yesterday for Oaks Day. I was also at the track on Wednesday for something called Wednesday. But I saw some boots out there. But still, most ladies, they are set on the outfit they chose, and that's what it's going to be. And so we bring our ponchos on a day like this. I mean, I'm sitting out on the porch now looking at the rain, a little irritated because I hate when this happens. we're still going to have an amazing time in whatever shoes we're in. There's areas, you, if you're not in covered seats, there's areas nearby you can go to take cover. But I still wear whatever shoes I'm going to wear. I haven't worn boots to Derby.
They will. Listen, I'm sorry, but I have to laugh, and you will absolutely understand. Think of your elders from back in the day. Sam, you know what I'm talking about. We have that mama or auntie who got all dressed up for Easter Sunday, and it rained, like up in Chicago, or snowed in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't care. I'm wearing these shoes. and put them shoes on.
We took great care and time to put this outfit together. I'm wearing it. It's going to live.
We're spending time away for a .com hotline this morning with Julie Smith. She is in Louisville, and she is social.
Yeah.
You can also find her at Julie Smith TV, at Julie Smith TV. She's not going to tell you. But you know what, though? If somebody was dropping into
town.
It's
Julie Smith on air.
Julie
I probably
Smith
changed
air.
It over the years. Yeah, okay. Julie Smith on air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go, sorry.
If somebody's dropping into town, and since you do traffic around here, how are you telling people the best way to move around that place if they're not, you know, there? This is your hometown.
Oh, I tell them to be, if they're driving themselves to the track, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Be prepared for the gridlock once you get off the exit down there near Churchill Downs, because that's just what it's going to be. There's just so many people descending on the same spot. For me, honestly, like that and the parking, people. Somebody was asking me the other day, where do we park? Do we park at, there's a fair, and the Kentucky Fair and Expo Center is nearby, and there's a shuttle service. But you might get stuck in a long line waiting on the shuttle, right? So part of the fun to me is driving down there, and you are going to be in a bit of gridlock, but as you get closer to the track, the locals that live in the neighborhoods immediately surrounding, this is a big time of year for them. You know, it's most of the homes are older or whatnot, so they'll let you tear up their yard. They make good money selling parking spots in their yard. And I love doing that because it's always a good time. Everybody's in a good mood. It's a very festival spirit. It's awesome. I love it.
They do the Indy 500, too. They just come on and tear up the grass.
They do they? Yeah,
they
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get a lot of snow up there anyway, so they ruin their lawn. Nobody's got masters like grass up there.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Julie Smith joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Question for you. How are you going to feel tomorrow? Tomorrow.
And
I said,
oh,
I said,
God.
No. I said this to Sam earlier. I'm going to say it to you because you both work in the journalism world. So if you don't put a bet down, even if it's just $2 on journalism,
exactly.
How are you going to feel tomorrow if that horse wins?
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. Now one of my executive producer, Mike Jansen, I'm going to call him out.
Okay.
He's also originally from Kentucky. He's our executive producer in the morning. And he ridiculed me last week because I was like, oh, my gosh, his name is Journalism, the favorite. It's a no-brainer. And he said, you're going to go with the easy, obvious favorite. And I said, his name is Journalism. So,
right.
You know, there's others. And there's so many different ways to place your bets. So I can work him in there. But there's no way I'm not putting something on him.
Yeah.
But I go for the long shot as well. I work the long shot in there.
Okay.
Now, you want to
okay.
You want to work a little deal with Julie? Like, say, put a dollar down for me and you pay her when she gets back to Atlanta?
We might have to work that out
okay.
When you come back to Atlanta.
I'll send y'all my Venmo.
We'll do that. Well, thoughts about this race, and, you know, everybody talks about how rain may affect some things, and of course, like, because it goes on in any way. And I saw yesterday we got some windy conditions, and some people had to clear out of the infield, right?
Oh, my goodness. So yesterday, it wasn't a tornado. It was a severe thunderstorm. We saw the lightning and thunder, and on the jumbotrons, it started to say, "Take cover, seek shelter." So they paused the races, and everybody had to like go inward towards the middle of the whole facility, which is huge. But yeah, that was a thing. I've never actually seen that happen. I've seen the rain come down, and we've had to get the ponchos out. But you know, they paused it. I think for about 45 minutes. And then everything resumed. And the rain, like I said, never stops anybody from having an awesome time out there. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's a thing. And it's not just the women either. But we were wanting to take the fun pictures. And it's just so much nicer when the sun is out. But whatever.
Yeah, that's
you know, we're there.
Julie, have you turned the corner yet while you're walking around the grounds and find yourself face to face with somebody? Call them a celebrity, call them athlete, whoever. But who have you turned the corner? Have you had that moment yet? And
Oh, God. Well, I guess my answer would be a cheat because I hosted the red carpet in 2015 and 2016. So that probably doesn't count.
No, that don't count. Plus, that's 10 years ago. That don't count.
Right there.
So you haven't had it yet. Maybe it'll happen today.
I don't. Maybe so. I don't want to say face to face. Like, but what I would never forget 1 year though, before I ever even landed on TV or anything. But I was just there with my girlfriends to look up and over a balcony. Now this might be controversial to some people, but keep in mind this is probably, oh gosh, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. I look up and I see P. Diddy chatting with the Queen of England, and I just thought, they were just up there chatting away, and I'm like, what could they possibly be talking about?
He's trying to get in her purse. That's what was going on. He's trying to get in her purse.
Trying to find out what she had in the purse. That's what Greg and I always said.
Oh, God.
We don't know what Queen Elizabeth had in her purse. She always had a purse. She ain't eating no money.
That's true.
Julie.
That's true.
But she loved the ponies, though.
Yes, she did.
She did. She really did.
We had somebody on earlier, and you were at one of those bucket list spots. What are yours? What are those places that you have not been to that you'd like to go? I'm not talking about covering, but you'd like to go. If it's not the Derby, obviously you're there. Indy 500, Daytona 500, World Series, whatever it is, Super Bowl. What haven't you been to that you would like to have given the opportunity attend next? Here in America or somewhere else?
Okay, so right off the bat, I mean, these might seem like obvious answers, but they just are. I mean, in the keeping with the Derby, I would love to go to the Royal Ascot over in England one day. That would just be amazing.
Okay.
They just go all out. And then Super Bowl. I've never love a Super Bowl party, but I've never been to the actual Super Bowl. And I'm really, you know, Sam, you know, I'm a basketball girl. But
yep.
Super Bowl, that's a different thing. It's like I would love to just actually experience that atmosphere one day. That would be cool.
This is a big week up there. So there are a number of things. A lot of people will tune in today and figure this is a big event. But there are things all week, and you've probably been to several things, right?
Oh, you know me too well, Sam. Yeah, I got up here Tuesday night. And so what's happened now over the last few years, it's always been a big party in Louisville. And honestly, the events that just slap Kentucky Derby on the name of it, that starts like a month in advance. But yeah, that whole week prior, some folks might go ahead and start trickling into town if they've got some family or friends here. And there's race day at the track every day, I think except Monday. It starts on Tuesday, which is now called 5-0 Tuesday, because that's the area code here. And that's a race day that's fun. Then I went on Wednesday, which they are calling Wednesday, like W-I-N. That's another fun race day. Nowhere near as big as Derby Day, right? But what has gotten really big for the locals, I mean, it's packed down there, it's called Thurby on the Thursday before. And a lot of locals go to Thurby. Mm-hmm. And it is a fun day. It's really cool. But, you know, another thing that's happening is over the years, that ticket price for the Kentucky Derby, I mean, it's a racing to the finish line as well. It's just going up, up, up. And so that's a thing, right? That's, you know, it affects, I keep saying, is this my last year for the Derby? Because I don't know how long I can justify. But that's why Derby has become very popular. A lot of the locals are skipping that big ticket price for Derby Day and making it an awesome day for locals on Thursday. It's really cool. And of course, Friday is Oaks.
It's Oaks, right.
This is just me when I think about that area and this event. I wonder if it's the event or the person that's bigger. When I think of Louisville, what is it?
Uh-huh.
Is it the Kentucky Derby or is it still Ali? And is there any way to combine the two on a day like this? Is his name in any sort of prominent place along the track?
Yeah, a good question. Honestly, I don't think that you could get any local to choose. You're not going to be able to make us choose because, my goodness, he is a hometown hero. And there's such pride in the fact that this is his home. And I love the fact that throughout his career, he talked about Louisville all the time. You know, Louisville Lip was one of his many nicknames. And so we love that. And I tell everybody, if you make it to Louisville, if you don't do anything else, try to get by the Muhammad Ali Museum.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
Yes.
A friend of mine, Devon Holt, he is the new president of the Ali Museum. But, oh, my gosh, but the tradition that's steeped in the Kentucky Derby, you can't make me choose. I just can't do it.
No, and I wondered. I don't know if there is an answer. But isn't it great that's not New York, L.A., Chicago, one of the top 10 biggest cities, but yet they have two of the biggest.
Yes.
I don't want to say things, but that city is identified by two
yes.
very prominent,
mm-hmm.
unmovable,
absolutely. Yeah.
I guess I have to come back to things.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's special.
Yeah, I guess we call it connections or whatever. It's something we claim, obviously, and it's something that Louisvillians are very, very proud of. I mean, rightfully so. I mean, the whole world eyes are on Kentucky today, right? And I felt like it was the same way. I'll never forget the day of Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Yep.
And I remember waking up that day, and I think I posted on my Facebook, guys, the whole world is watching us today. And I think that was the first time I ever did Facebook Live. It was pretty new then. And I think I was live on Facebook for over an hour because I was standing at the end of Broadway where his hearse was driving and, you know, just at the very end because it went all through the city, through his boyhood home. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there with my dad and the helicopters were above and the scene of that hearse coming down Broadway covered in roses, and all you could see was the little windshield wiper where the driver could see out. There were kids running alongside it, riding bikes alongside. It was an amazing scene, but that just, again, it just is a testament to the pride that the city has in both of those elements of it, yeah.
And if y'all don't know, as we end this with Julie, we just had a papal funeral.
Yeah.
And it did not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it did not compare
to
Ali's. I'll just say it like that. No offense to any of my Catholic folks out there, but y'all saw him, okay?
Julie, he left a legacy,
yes,
for sure.
Julie, hey, listen, thank you. Can we talk to you again? Have you come back and for some other event? By the way, she's now 11 Alive.
Yeah.
You should be a part of the race. Will you be a part of the
Peachtree Road
the
Race?
The Peachtree Road Race? Because, you know, we always have Chesley on every year. Will you be a part of that?
I mean, I definitely need to talk with him about that. I would love it.
There you go.
I would love it.
There you go. And come right down here to the Colony Square location where Sam and I will be. But thank you again. And enjoy your time. You didn't tell us what color you're displaying up there. Your dress and your hat.
I'll just a shade of green. I'll just give you that much.
Okay.
I'm wearing a shade of green today.
Okay. And you're going to post those for us, right?
Oh, of course. You know, I've been so bad, Sam. I know you've probably been looking. It gets so busy. We're having so much fun. I'm like, I'm way behind on my posting. I didn't post anything from my day at the races on Wednesday. Yesterday was Oaks. I'm going to get at least one picture from yesterday up this morning before I post my Derby pictures because they got to go in order.
There you go. Julie,
coming.
Julie, thank you, and travel safely. And we appreciate you getting up and joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Of course. Of course. Have a great day, guys.
All right. There you go. Julie Smith. What do you call that show? It's the 11 Alive Mornings.
11 Alive Mornings.
And 11 Alive Mornings.
She's at the 151st Kentucky Derby. Journalism will run from the 8th spot. He's going to be right in the middle.
Yeah.
When they open the gate.
Isn't that apropos when it comes to journalism?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be right down the middle?
Supposed to be, right? Journalism, number 8,
so
right in the middle.
Pay attention to that.
When the gate opens.